You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the first broadcast from 9XM, the station that became, eventually, Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll hear the story from a longtime voice of the WPR airwaves.
First, an announcement from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers yesterday was considered a major victory for people protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Army announced that it would not allow the oil pipeline to be drilled under a section of the Missouri River close to the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. The Army said that it would look for a different route for the $3.7 million pipeline, which would have been routed a half mile from the reservation.
But activists aren't breathing a sigh of relief just yet. The announcement came in the final days of the Obama presidency, and President-elect Donald Trump has a very different stance on the pipeline. Trump says he supports the pipeline being finished, and the AP has reported that he holds stock in the company responsible for its construction.
Dr. Jasmine Wiley is a resident physician and member of Wisconsin Physicians for Social Responsibility. She was on site at the Oshadi Shakowin camp at Cannonball, North Dakota earlier this month when there was a clash between police and protesters. And she joins us now to tell us how she sees this latest decision from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Dr. Wiley, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, what was your first reaction to this announcement just Sunday, yesterday, that the permit to drill near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation was denied?
Yeah, well, I think like many, I think there was a mix of excitement and followed shortly by disbelief and then anxious waiting while we waited from multiple sources to have the announcement confirmed. Obviously, you know, it's been a very, very long month, several months on this protest, and there's a lot of people, thousands now on the front lines who've been fighting very hard to get this announcement. And so there was definitely a lot of celebration from what I hear at camp yesterday, kind of celebrating this at least reprieve, hopefully, for the time being. I think today there's been a lot more from my sources still in North Dakota, that there's been a lot more apprehension and kind of digging back in. So party last night and digging back into the protests again today, knowing that Energy Transfer Partners, which is the company that owns most of the stock in the DAPL pipeline, is still planning to proceed with the current construction route at this time.
And so this is being seen, you use the word reprieve, not necessarily victory. What are protesters expecting to happen after, I guess, the winter is over?
Yeah, sure. So I think, you know, this is a major victory. I think the in a lot of ways, you know, this is an amazing indigenous youth-led movement that has worked tirelessly and selflessly for the victory that happened yesterday for the Obama administration and the Army Corps of Engineers to acknowledge their voice, to acknowledge the protest, and to say that they support, the administration is in support of its indigenous peoples and that this pipeline should be stopped at this time. However, I think knowing that there has been, the administration has asked previously for the company DAPL to kind of temporarily pause its work, and they proceeded with work despite that request, and now have stated publicly that they just plan to proceed with the current route. And then, of course, definitely concerned that at the end of Obama's presidency that Trump has openly voiced his support, president-elect, for this pipeline and completing it, and in fact does have a significant investment in the completion of this pipeline. And so everyone is kind of preparing for that down the road. And I say reprieve because it's a victory, and a voice was heard that hasn't been heard for a long time or ever. However, everyone kind of sees this fight continuing as the months kind of continue to go ahead, and even the weeks, and even continuing this week as well.
What are you hearing about how many protesters might decide to sort of dig in and winter at the site, the protest site there, and how many will maybe take a break and return in the spring?
Yeah, I haven't heard good numbers. I know that they're getting a major whiteout blizzard currently as we speak. But as of this weekend, there were somewhere between 10 and 20,000 people in camp by best estimates. I know at some points with all the veterans coming in, there were several thousand veterans that came into camp this weekend, and the traffic, the line to get into camp was multiple miles and many, many minutes long. North Dakota winters are harsh, and I don't think anyone has projected how many people will stay. I think a lot of that depends on, you know, what happens in the next couple days and weeks in terms of protests and actions and kind of what the political climate is and what the attitudes are. I think the protectors have finally gained some national media coverage, and I think that that hopefully will continue and will continue to ride kind of on that momentum and help recruit more people to come to camp and to stand with the water protectors as, you know, things, so people may come in and out, but hopefully there'll be still a large number of people that kind of overwinter there. They're certainly preparing the camp to to allow for people to overwinter.
We're talking right now with Dr. Jasmine Wiley, a resident physician and member of Wisconsin Physicians for Social Responsibility. She was on site with the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters earlier this month. And Dr. Wiley, tell us what you saw when you were there, when you arrived, I assume to serve in a medical capacity.
Yeah, so I was a volunteer medic from November 14th through the 25th. And, you know, it's one of the things that I had been out very briefly at the end of September just to drop off some supplies and not in a medical capacity. And, you know, one of the things that was the most remarkable to me is just how much camp, the structure of camp in terms of the size and the dwellings that are there kind of changed from September to when I was there in November. And then again, you know, from the photos I've seen now as camp has swelled and the population has just, you know, accelerated, you know, how much change and growth happens in a day there. It's this amazing, you know, indigenous-led movement with a lot of allies who have come, non-native allies, but really to see kind of that ownership and that, kind of reclaiming and really running this, you know, like, I mean, I was there to, you know, offer whatever skills I had in a medical capacity, but it's really the indigenous individuals and the indigenous youth, the water protectors who are on those front lines that are doing the really hard job, and, you know, have been subjected to all sorts of confrontations with law enforcement while I was there, and to just see them utilize. I mean, we've practiced in the medic tent, which is, you know, a lot of just basic first aid kind of stuff really is, you know, really all we're doing, only thing we're there to do. But they have other, in a very integrative setting. So there's body workers, there's herbalists, there's Western, you know, physicians and nurses there to provide first aid, and behavioral health professionals that just really worked as a team to kind of help support the health and well-being of the protectors and people, supporters and allies and people in camp.
Now, protesters had been camping out for months. So how are you seeing people be impacted by the increasingly cold weather? And as we're seeing even blizzards now, what are people doing to get ready for that?
Yeah, so there was a lot of, camp changed practically every day that I was there. So I arrived just on the cusp of the medic space, kind of transitioning from tents into some Mongolian-style gars, or what we commonly refer to as yurts. And so those were very winter structures. Everyone's got a wood stove. So there were many, many more of those kind of going up around the kind of three camps while I was there, winterized teepees, army tents that were getting winterized, and then these things called tarpees, which are kind of a combination of a tarp and a teepee, and they're winterized and all have, you know, wood stoves or propane kind of source heaters to kind of really button down and things and get warm for the winter. People kind of moving from the periphery of camps into kind of a closer area. And then now, again, with the just surge of population, I think the whole area is full.
If construction continues in the next administration, do you think you'll go back? Do you know about other doctors planning to do that too?
Yeah, so there's the Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council has formed an organization that accepts applications and kind of coordinates the medic care for the camps. And so they, I know, with this week have had a flux of applications and have temporarily paused accepting applications. And so I don't know of any other physicians like from Wisconsin currently that are planning to go, although I'm sure that there are many that have traveled. I would plan to go back. I don't have a set time necessarily. A lot depends on my schedule, but, and how long they're planning to kind of be there as well. But it was a very wonderful place to practice, you know, kind of some very basic first aid medical skills. And I really just enjoyed, you know, the people and everyone that are out there and really truly believe in what they're, you know, what they're standing there for, and the concern and well-being for future generations to protect this water source and protect really the environment and everyone who's yet to come after us.
Dr. Wiley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
That was Dr. Jasmine Wiley. She is a resident physician and member of Wisconsin Physicians for Social Responsibility. She was on site with the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters earlier this month.